With football season starting up and college back in session, we get to hear from Robert Kayat, an NFL All-Star and the former chancellor of Mississippi University. His book is The Education of a Lifetime, and it tracks his career as an NFL player and a college football player. But it really is most focused on his time at Ole Miss. When he came to the school in 96, became the 15th chancellor, he found that the ingrained culture of racism in Ole Miss is really holding the school back. So in The Education of a Lifetime, Kayat talks at length about those challenges, that culture, the things that it took to kind of turn the university in another direction after 100 years of tradition.
And he found himself in that age-old predicament of darned if you do and darned if you don't. No one is going to be fully happy when you start messing with tradition or if you don't mess with tradition.
Yeah. So Robert Kayat is going to be at the Carter Library Thursday at 7 o'clock. I'm signing his book, The Education of a Lifetime. And that's an event put on by Acapella Books.
Darren, our next visiting author, has a new book about number 28. That's the 28th president.
Yes, A. Scott Berg is going to be in town tonight. He's going to be talking about Woodrow Wilson. Berg is one of the best historical biographers around. He's probably best known for his book Lindbergh, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And Berg is taking on Wilson, who's considered by many to be one of the most important presidents in the nation's history. Number 28, as you say, he brought America into World War I in his second term. And Wilson's presidency was really pivotal in some fascinating ways. And he didn't really have much of a political background. He had a short stint as the governor of New Jersey, but he was a president at Princeton and also a professor.
And again, a perfect venue for this event.
Yeah, it's A. Scott Berg. He's going to be at the Atlanta History Center tonight, and this is part of their Livingston Lecture Series.
Darren, writer Elizabeth Gilbert experienced insane success with her memoir, Eat, Pray, Love.
It's entered into our national discussion in a lot of interesting ways. But one of the things about Elizabeth Gilbert that we forget about is that before this book came out, she was known as a really fine literary novelist. But she has returned to her first passion with this new book, The Signature of All Things. It is, in fact, a novel, and it focuses most closely on Alma Whitaker, who's born to Henry Whitaker, who makes a killing on the quinine trade in South America. But Gilbert's really focusing not on Henry Whitaker, the father, but Alma Whitaker. She inherits her father's money and is great minded and becomes an accomplished botanist and tracks that as this woman becoming a scholar and a scientist in a time when it wasn't really available.
And this is a Friday night event.
Yes, it's a Friday night event at Barnes & Noble Buckhead, 7 o'clock. And the name of the book is The Signature of All Things.